Thank you for holding. Is this Brian?
This is Brandon. Brandon.
Oh, she had you listed as Brian. My apologies.
Got the name wrong.
Yeah, I'll fix it right now. Give me 1 second here.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be called out of their name. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Doing good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. It's about 7:15 here in Southern California, so just getting started. Just getting my coffee going.
Nice and early.
Yeah. Always early. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job explaining why we were giving you a call today?
I think she found me on Yelp. I think that's what happened. But, yeah.
Well, our company's a Google partner, so they actually create the qualified candidates list for these Google Places placements. But could be from Yelp. Could be anything online. Yeah, you're on Home Advisor, Angie's List, Yelp. There's a lot of different things that you're doing.
Yeah.
So they don't have any shortage of information on Gorilla Tree Service, that's for sure. But she asked me to hop on the line. Yeah, that is good. Yeah. It's important to have your business be found online, you know. But she wanted me to go over some pricing and details with you. You know, before I dive into any kind of pricing, did you have any questions for me in regards to the services or how it works?
Yeah, is it just like Google Ads? It's just an advertisement?
No. So, are you near a computer, Brandon?
Am I new on the computer?
Are you near a computer? Not new. I ain't trying to insult you.
Oh, near. No.
I ain't trying to insult you, but
no,
I was asking
I'm,
if you're near.
I'm driving right now.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I'm driving right now.
So when you do the search for tree services, if you can recall, the search results page looks the same if you look up pizza as if you look up tree services, right? It's different companies, but at the very top, you'll see... Go ahead, sorry.
We would be like the first tree service up there if I was to go through.
Right. You'll be one of the top recommended. The ones at the very top are Google Guarantee, so they don't actually have anybody doing Google Ads in this area. There's the Google Guarantee program, which has like Branson's, Giovanni's, and Daniel's tree services. Okay, those guys are Google guaranteed companies. Just underneath that, there's a map that pops up of the service area, and then they have like these little red dots on the map, and then there's three companies next to it. That's where we're talking about listing Gorilla Tree Service. These are verified local listings. So you'd be up there with like Bullocks, RF Green Trees, right? The difference is you don't got to pay per lead or click or call. The guys in Google Guarantee are paying for every lead. Right. So
okay.
I'm not a big fan of pay per leads. You get charged and you know, you schedule it or you agree to go out and meet with the person, but maybe you go out there and you don't actually end up closing the deal or coming to an agreement with that homeowner.
Yeah.
And then you get charged a lead fee, right? With these Google Places placements, the customers can call you all day long, live calls, and your bill's the same. And we actually did a study and we found that 90% of searches will start and stop right here. So, I mean, we're basically talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look. The company that you're getting leads from now, that Home Advisor by Angie's List, it's just underneath these top three guys where we're talking about listing you. It says 33 best tree services in Spotsylvania.
Yeah, we got a 4 5-star reviews so far. So.
Yeah, no, your reviews are good. The problem is you're on a list of 33, right? So when they get a lead off of their Google listing, they're selling it to you and however many other guys.
Yeah.
Right? So the major benefit to you in this conversation is that we have availability to put you on the first page, and you qualified for it. If we list you there, the customers can call you directly. you don't got a paper lead anymore. You get live calls from people in real time, and you don't have to deal with the saturation of the lead going of X amount of other competitors in the area. So I'm sure you can see a value in that.
What would be like the pricing per month?
Well, so there's a platinum package that Tara requested for you, and it comes with the custom website design. So you get your own .com. Normally, with the website included in a package like that, you know, it's usually $4.99 month to month. But I know your company's really new, and you're already invested in other things. I mean, I could get it down to $2.99. If you want to come on board with us today.
So you I would have like my own .com, like my own website too as well, or?
Correct. Yeah, you'll have your own custom website design. You also have a Google business profile that's verified, and that'll be what's attached to the first page, and then the website will be hyperlinked. So there's like a little globe icon that says website. They click on that, it'll take them to the .com that we create for you.
That sounds perfect.
Yep, and then there's also a popular directory. Oh yeah, the website's important, but the major benefit to you, Brandon, is the first page placement on Google. I mean, I can't express that enough. There was a company, RF Green Trees, who was running a Google Places placement like this with no website at all, and he was getting calls every day. With no website. The placement's the benefit, right? A website, we just, you know, obviously it's good to have a website. I'm not going to say it's not. But it would be bad to have a website and not have first page placement. Because then the only people who would be looking at it is if you handed it to them on a business card and they looked it up, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So the website's nice, though. Well, it's a custom design. It's unlimited amount of pages. You know, you could do what you want with it, build a whole portfolio. And then there's also a tracking system, so you can see all the clients that are coming from your Google listing. And there's a popular directory submission. So you'd be on the first page of Bing. You'll have Facebook ads. You'll have your own Facebook page with Facebook ads. And then there's 60 popular directories, like Yelp, who's also on the first page in front of your home advisor listing, by the way. So you'll be on there. Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon, oh, you already have Yelp, Amazon Alexa, voice search results. I mean, it's 60 plus directories. We're basically covering all your bases online, except for the things you already have, right? Yeah. We're not going to duplicate any of the listings, but that should turn us into your one-stop shop for all your online marketing and advertising needs as a Google partner.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm definitely interested. As far as getting it started and paying for it, I'm going to have to call y'all later to do that, because right now I'm actually busy. I'm going to go do an estimate. I got to call this customer. And then
gotcha. Well, once I hang up with
actually
you,
has the,
they're going to send me the next pre-screen tree service. They basically, like Tara, the girl you were speaking with in the beginning, they're my reps. So there's like 30 of them downstairs. And when a spot opens up, they basically just call out into the qualified candidates list for the area until we fill it. Once we fill it, we close out the category, so we can't work with any other tree services. Yeah,
I'm supposed to go. So I got to do it now.
Well, I'm not saying you got to do it now, but it's definitely something we are actively looking to fill. You know, you're on a list with, like, Top Notch Tree Service, Arbor Pro, A&M Tree, Axton Tree Care, Branson Tree, Garcia Lance. I mean, this list has 48 qualified for this service area with one spot open. So we're probably going to fill it pretty quickly.
And I would get charged today?
Well, yeah. In order to secure that listing, take it off the board so that way it belongs to Gorilla Tree Service, we have to fill it today. That way we close out the category.
And you said it's like $2.99?
Yep, and it's month to month. So it's exactly $2.99. There's no other charges. There's no like lead fees, click fees, or call fees throughout the month. There's not even a cancellation fee. Like anybody that's up there is coming back at their own will because they want to be up there, you know. So if you wanted to leave, there's
so
no
if
like.
So if I was to cancel, would my business profile and the website go away too, or?
Well, the website domain name costs $99 for us to get. So like the GorillaTreeService.com or the GorillaTreeServiceLLC.com. So if you cancel the service, they do say it's $99 in order to get that domain. But your Google business.
No.
Yeah, it's just a one time. You definitely would want to find a host, but you can go to GoDaddy and pay GoDaddy like $20 a month and they could host it for you. But the Google business profile and all your reviews from that would stick with you. And the Google verification that you'd have saying that you're a Google verified business, you know, you'd still have all those credibility factors. So people will still be able to find you if they're looking up your business name and wanting to look up your reviews. You just won't be on the first page for like tree services anymore. If you were to cancel.
Right.
I don't think you'll cancel though. I mean, if you're comparing this to HomeAdvisor, it's going to blow it out of the water.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never had a guy tell me that they want to go back to paying per lead after being on the first page of Google.
Right. I'm gonna go ahead and do it.
Yeah, you're gonna love it. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Home Advisor's just reselling you leads they're getting off of Google, so we're just cutting out your middleman. They'll probably save you money and get you more leads every month. So, I'm gonna create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google for Gorilla Tree Service LLC, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Would I be able to change it later on or something like that?
Yeah, here, what I'll do is I'll send you my direct number and extension right now. That way you have it.
Okay.
And anytime you want to make a change, you can call me directly. There's also a 24/7 customer service department available to you as well.
Okay.
All right. But so you want to use this one starting out? Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you have a logo for Gorilla Tree Service or like photos of work you've done in the past?
I do. We actually like took it off Google Images. You could actually probably find it.
Well, you got to send it to me so that way I have proof that you gave us permission to use it. So I just texted you the email.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll send it to you.
Doesn't got to be right away. We're going to have a client interview either later today or tomorrow where we go over like all your keywords and the service area you're covering, and then we'll pick your brain on how you want the website to look. I'm just creating the profile right now. What's your last name, Brandon? Oh.
Purcell, P-U-R-C-E-L-L.
P-U-R-C-E-L-L?
Uh-huh. But again, I'm not the owner of the company. My father-in-law is. So his name is on the company.
Are you authorized to make this purchase on behalf of Gorilla Tree Service LLC today?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's the business email address where I could send you everything in writing as well as the receipt?
It's actually a Gmail.
Perfect.
It's gorillatree.llc@gmail.com.
Okay. And then Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own the business, but that's how it gives you that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. I could hide the street address, but I do need an address in order to have you guys receive that postcard in the mail. So what's the street address that I could send that to?
It's 13206 Fox Gate. F-O-X, Gate, G-A-T-E, two words, Drive.
Okay, I found it. Spotsylvania Courthouse, Virginia, 22553.
Correct.
Okay.
That's the one.
All right, I got you. Yep. update. And then you have the option to hide this address if you'd like.
Yeah, I want to hide it from, like, other people here.
Okay. So it'll still have city, state, and zip on the listing. You just won't have the actual street address. We'll leave the PIN pretty vague, and then I'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions.
All right, thanks.
Yep, no problem. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
I'd say 8 to 8.
8 to 8?
8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay. You go Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
The weekends as well.
Okay, so Monday through Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. And then submit. And can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yeah, we can. Okay. I just gotta figure out the credit card thing, but we're gonna figure it out. So.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's always like Square, Venmo, Cash App, Zelle. They all offer different ways for merchant processing. I always recommend getting like a business account and then hooking it up to that. That way, any digital transactions, they're already documented for your tax prep guy at the end of the year, or beginning of the year, I should say. That way you don't have to worry about missing any of your write-offs or anything. Makes it a lot easier. And you can just put your gas and everything on there. Makes it a lot simpler for you. All right. So I have the business profile created. I got to get a security question for your guys' account. Now, this is if you're contacted by one of my reps regarding your account and you want to verify the identity, or vice versa. If you call in and maybe it doesn't sound like you or somebody else, so you have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What works best for you?
I can do my mother's maiden name.
Okay. What do you want? What was your mother's maiden name, Brandon?
It's Hillary Matthews.
Matthews. All right. So it'll just be Matthews as your security answer.
Yeah. How's it spelled?
M-A-T-T-H-E-W-S. They won't ask you to spell it, but yeah, that's like the traditional spelling of Matthew, like in the Bible.
I got you. Okay.
All right. All right, so I got the business profile created. I need to schedule your client interview as well. So client interviews usually take about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in order to complete them. What's your schedule look like today?
Could we do like 6 or 7 o'clock, like p.m.? Or is that too late?
I have a 5 to 6 Eastern Standard Time available.
5 to 6?
Yep.
That's
the latest that I have for today.
What about tomorrow?
Tomorrow you can do any time from 10 to 7 p.m.
Okay, I'll do the 6 to 7 tomorrow.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail. Okay. And I'll text you 1 hour before as a reminder.
All right.
If anything pops up or changes, you let me know so I could reschedule it. But I want to get this done as soon as possible so we could get the website up and running, get you guys up there, start making some money. Yeah.
Yeah. I just have another estimate at like 4:30, and then I don't know what else is going on. Actually, let's see. So 4:30, it's in orange. You said it's 5 to 6? Yeah, that's kind of close.
No, I have a 6 to 7 tomorrow.
Yeah, 6 to 7 tomorrow. That's fine.
That's what I have you scheduled for, 6 to 7 tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, that worked.
Okay. I'm going to schedule it now. All right, and then, all right, last thing I got to do is take this off the board, but let me adjust your billing here. So I'm giving you a platinum package with the website included, a custom website design. We're going to go for $299. I'm going to waive your setup fees. So that's just a flat $299. Now, I'm locking you in at this rate, Brandon. So as long as you choose to stay with us, you're going to get this deal. It's not going to go back up on you.
Sounds like a good deal too, doesn't it? Usually it's like, what, $5.99?
Yeah, but my goal is to work with you long term. I don't want to have to sign up a new guy every month. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I can get you profitable and making money, which, you know, if these guys are already paying $5.99 and they're able to afford to come back, you shouldn't have any problem being able to afford to do it every month at $2.99, you know? So set you up for the long haul, and then maybe if you guys hire some people or grow the company, we could do like one of those ads or Google Guarantee programs later that can upgrade you. But right now,
it's
just about getting you in the green and stealing you away from Home Advisor.
Yeah.
All right. All right. But
some
in terms
of customers.
Oh, sorry, there's a delay in the line. Some of your customers, what?
Go ahead. Like, you pay for them and you don't get them, you know, or you know.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah, I'm pretty aware of how it was. I was just concerned of if I was going to be able to make it make sense to you, you know. Because anybody, if you know that the difference between doing this and doing that, it's kind of a no-brainer. It's just, it's not always available to the public to be able to put yourself on the first page. You kind of have to qualify for it and then get a phone call like this. So,
yeah.
All right. So let me adjust your billing. Okay. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay. Is it under your name? The business name or both?
The card's under my name, but eventually I'm going to talk to my father-in-law and we'll get
swap it
to
out.
The company. Yeah, the company.
Okay.
Card.
Yeah, just give me a call. You also have a tracking system that comes in the form of an app that you'll be able to access your billing from. So if you guys want to do it manually that way, you could do it that way too, Brandon.
Okay.
All right. And then how does your name appear on the card? Is it just Brandon Purcell, or is there a middle initial?
Middle initial is T as in Tango.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to, the Foxgate Drive?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
All right. 4430.
4430.
4730.
4730.
2405.
2405.
0941.
0941. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0126.
01 of 26, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
003.
All right. And I'm going to walk you through a voice verification, Brandon. As I'm walking you through this, if I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner." It says, "To ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?"
Gorilla Tree Service, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Brandon Purcell. I'm the owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours, but, you know, we're not really going to ride you if you're missing calls from customers. It's more so if you're missing calls from us. we'll blow you up, you know? Because if we're calling you, it's something urgent that has to do with your listing. Okay. And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is a month-to-month service. You're not binding to any kind of long-term contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is September 26th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included a custom website designed for you at no additional cost. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your service. It says when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to renew each month on the 26th day, but it'll remain in the discounted price of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties should you decide to discontinue. However, we do ask that you contact us 3 days before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Not the right one. Crap. I took the wrong exit.
Shoot. I'm sorry,
yes,
man.
I agree. I'm sorry.
I hate when that happens. There's nothing that drives me crazy than more crazy than that. I feel like it's kind of my fault because I'm distracting you, but sorry about that. But that concludes our initial setup process, so hang on the line with me. I'll get you the receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing. And then there's a form they're going to ask you to fill out. Do you guys have any licensing or insurance for your area, for your industry and for your state?
We have a $1 million insurance policy.
Perfect. Okay, Google wants you to send that in because they'll give you a badge on your profile that'll say Google verified, and that lets the customer know that you guys are insured, you know. And it just adds to the legitimacy.
Yeah.
When I tried to process the payment for the profile, it came back as insufficient funds.
Yeah. Oh, dang. I knew it. I'll have to call my father. Could you call him?
Are you talking to me, Brandon?
No, I'm talking to my brother-in-law. He's right here.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, the good thing is, I mean, they can't send me another call while I'm on the phone with you, so.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to worry about it going anywhere.
That's true.
Yeah, but it looks like one of my reps did start talking to a guy from this service area. Axton Tree.
Google. If we don't get it now, we got to pay $5.99 later.
Well, that's even if we make it down to you guys on the qualified candidates list next time it's open too. No, they put me on hold. Yeah, and he's talking to his business partner, father-in-law. Can you still hear me, Brandon?
Hey. It's no additional fee, right?
No, it's exactly $2.99.
Exactly $2.99 a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no other charges. There's no other lead fees, click fees, or call fees. It's just the $2.99 month to month with the website included.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember when, hold on, I gotta put you on hold again.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Alright. We're good. We're good to go. I'm about to get the credit card information.
Oh, okay. You want to swap the billing information?
Yeah, because my account doesn't have enough money in it right now.
Oh, okay. Is this like the business card?
This going to be the business
okay.
card? Or?
Because tell them it's a write-off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's considered a business expense, so I'll email it over, or the invoice receipt, I'll email it over, and then that way, come like 2.5 months from now, you guys could just write it off and you'll get it back that way too. So, you'll get it back with the customers it brings in and with the invoice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at this customer's house right now, so I'm gonna let my brother tell you.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you guys are.
Never mind. He about to get it.
And then the outline of the agreement is still going to be in your name, Brandon, so you're going to have to sign off on that yourself. And then I'll send the form for Google verification. Everything's still going to go through to you, but I'm just going to swap the billing info.
Alright, I'm ready.
Alright, I'm ready for you as well.
It's for the company. Alright, it's 4036.
4036.
2303. 0654.
0654. 8044. 8044. Okay, and expiration date, month, and year?
0327.
3 of 27, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
734.
734. All right. We've already done voice verification, so I'm just going to try to reprocess this. When it clears, you're going to get a confirmation text message and an outline of the agreement in writing. So it'll have all the products and features, the website, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, and the cancellation policy all outlined for you. And then you got to sign off on the bottom of that. And you're also going to get a form for Google verification. It'll ask you to fill out the form as much as you can. Send in that insurance that you guys have.
Right.
It's pretty easy. Like the form, it has like a little like upload file tab, and you can just click on it and like take a picture of the insurance and send it in. Sometimes it takes you guys like a week or two to get that in, and that's fine if it takes you a second just to kind of gather the paperwork. It's not going to prevent us from getting you up there. It just adds credibility to the profile if you have Google verification and they could see you guys are a Google verified business, because you're starting out from scratch. I mean, you're not going to have any of the reviews that some of these other guys up there have, so might as well add the credibility factors in there to, you know, get it going and let them know you're still good to go.
So we good to go? I got to talk to this customer.
You're good. No, you're good. You got my number. If anything changes or you need help, call me, but I'll circle back with you tomorrow between 6 and 7 for your client interview.
Yes, sir. That's perfect. Will do.
All right, Brandon. All right, you have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
You as well.